The critical turning point in Lebanon's political and military situation over the past 2 weeks warns of dire consequences on multiple levels. This is particularly alarming in light of the failed efforts to prevent Lebanon from being drawn into war, which has now paved the way for Israeli occupation to unleash its long-standing hostility towards the country. It is impossible to overlook the significant shift in the Israeli position, which quickly sought to capitalize on its substantial gains, starting with the destruction of pager devices and wireless communication systems. This was followed by a series of assassinations of senior Hezbollah leaders, culminating in the assassination of the party's Secretary General, Hassan Nasrallah. This represented a major setback for Hezbollah, one that the group has not encountered since its founding in the mid-1980s. The unprecedented state that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is experiencing due to his recent achievements parallels the joy felt by Israeli officials following the 1967 war, during which they seized vast Arab territories, including Jerusalem, the West Bank, the Golan Heights and the Sinai Peninsula. The latter was only returned following the signing of the historic Camp David Accords in the late 1970s and the visit of the late Egyptian President Anwar Sadat to Jerusalem. It is striking, though not surprising, to note the unwavering American and international support for Israel, which has faced minimal meaningful condemnation, whether verbal or formal, in response to its targeting of civilians. This includes both airstrikes and the destruction of communication devices, resulting in a significant number of civilian casualties. Today, Israel is establishing new precedents in what it refers to as the fight against terrorism. The enduring issue with Israel, as evidenced by the long history of conflict, is that it often seeks to bypass the Palestinian cause in an effort to erase and diminish it. The latest of these attempts in this regard is the Abraham Accords, which, although signed with several Arab countries, did not resolve the central issue of Palestine. Regarding Lebanon, the country has entered a critical juncture, with the future landscape still uncertain. However, it is clear that this will pave the way for a new era.